Okay, Parshas Shmini. Okay. We had a little vacation on Pesach. 2 weeks. Okay. Vayhi b'yayma Shmini. Okay. The Pasuk says in Perek Tes Pasuk Vav, Vayayma Moshe, Zeha Dova, Shetziva Hashem Tasu, V'yayra Lechem Kavoyed Hashem. Do like Hashem commanded, and the Kavod, the Shechina will appear to you. So the Ben Ishchai is a nice marshal in the Pasuk. We know he said this over in the past, but it's a nice marshal. He says there are those people that aren't careful in doing mitzvahs. And when he asks them, why aren't they careful in keeping mitzvahs? They answer, have a good heart. As long as the heart's in the right place, it's fine. Doesn't matter. I do, I don't do. The ikir is the heart, the leif.
It's in a person's heart.
What's in a person's heart. So the Ben Ishchai says, a marshal to illustrate the foolishness of that, he ties it into the pasuk. He says there was once a wife prepared for her husband stuffed chicken. She liked chicken. So she takes a chicken, she cooks it up, she stuffs it with rice, and she's serving stuffed chicken with rice. The husband takes one bite and says, oh, it's bland, no spices. There's no spices in there. Doesn't taste good. And he leaves it over. She asks him, what's the matter? Didn't I cook the chicken good? Missing the spices. She says, okay, you want spices? I'll give you spices. The next night, she takes a chicken, she cooks up the chicken, and she leaves out the rice, and she stuffs it only with spices. Oh, yeah. He takes one bite of the chicken, ha! His mouth is on fire, he screams, can't eat it, spices! And she says to him, what's the matter? I did what you wanted, you asked for spices, I gave you spices. So he has to explain to her that spices by itself isn't the way to cook. It's only the tough, the ikar is the food. If you have good food, a little spice seasons it, makes it taste better. But if you have only the spices, it doesn't taste good at all. Ben Ishchai says, that's exactly the mistake these people are making. The person says, the maisa doesn't count, it's only the kavona, the heart, the good heart. A good heart is necessary, a good heart is important. But it's not, the ikar is the maisa. A person has to do. A person has to go ahead and do. A person does a mitzvah, the good kavana is the seasoning together with the maisa. But the maisa, the kavana alone without the maisa is not what the Torah requires. The Torah requires the maisa, and the seasoning along with the maisa is the good heart, the kavana that a person has. It says the Ben Ishchai, that's what the Torah is telling us. First, Ashitziva Hashem Ta'asu. You have to do what Hashem commanded. And then v'yeir aleichem, and then yizaycha to see the kavod Hashem Meshchina. But the ikar is the tassel, the doing, not just the machshava, not just the lev. The ikar is what a person does. Just saying, I want to do the mitzvah, well, I don't have to watch the mitzvah is not enough. The ikar is I should see Hashem tassel. There's the Alshach Hakadosh. The Alshach Hakadosh writes that this pasuk is teaching us a very valuable lesson in emunah and bitachon. The pasuk says v'yemim Moshe zeh hadava. Ashetziva Hashem Tasu. This is what Hashem commanded you to do. Only afterwards is v'yeir aleichem will you be shown the kavod Hashem. A person first has to do. A person has to do what's upon him to do. A person shouldn't sit back and say, oh, I'll wait for Hashem to show himself. I'll wait for the Yeshua. First Tasu. First the person does what he has to do. When a person does what he has to do, and he follows the dinim, then he's zeichah to see the shechina, he's zeichah v'yeir aleichem kavayid Hashem. Sometimes, a person goes through a difficult time. He has an assignment, he has a challenge, he has a situation, and he has to go through it. Dikir is the tassel. Person has to go ahead and do what's right. Person has to go ahead and follow the dinim of the Torah. If he does the tassel, then he's zeichah to the schar at the end, he's zeichah to Yeshua v'yeir aleichem kavayid Hashem. Sometimes, Hashem presents a person with such a challenge that it looks like if he follows a halacha, or he follows what Hashem wants, it's going to work out against him. It's not going to help him. And in that case, the challenge is to overcome that nisayon and still do what's required of him, the tassel, and v'yeir aleichem kavod Hashem. And the Alshach brings down a ma'aseh in Shmuel Anovi, Shmuel Beis, Perikei. At the end of Perikei, Pasuk Chaf Beis, the Pasuk tells us, the Pelishtim continued to go up, and they spread out in the valley in Emek Rephaim. And David asked the Urim Tumim Bashem what to do. Should he go fight against the Pelishtim? Pasuk Chaf Gimel, Vayishal David Bashem, Vayomer Loisale. And Hashem said, do not go up. But go around behind them, or bosom and come to the pollution, remove b'chaim from the trees that are in the back. And v'hi b'shamachas called sa'oda b'roshi ha'b'chaim. And when you hear the sound of the footsteps, you hear noise on top of the trees, oz techrots, then he should go ahead and attack the pollution. Ki oz yotza Hashem l'fanecha, then Hashem is going out in front of you, l'hako is to hit, to kill, b'machne pollution, the camp of the pollution. David receives an answer not to attack the way he thought would be the best way and the way he'd win the Muhammad, but rather forget the chance that you have now, go around the back, wait by the trees, and when you hear noise in the trees, footsteps in the trees, then attack from the back. And the Mefarshim will bring down, Rashi brings down, Hey Malachim Hatsayadim Berosha Hegonois. These are Malachim that step on top of the trees, Ashani Shaleach Lezrasecha, that I sent to help you. So Hashem answered David, wait until you hear the Malachim that I'm sending to help you, and then attack. The Medrash brings down that David had a tremendous opportunity to attack the Pelishtim head on. And David's army was pressuring him to attack. And instructions were for Nurim Tumim to go around, wait in the back, and not to attack. And David waited, and he withstood all the pressure that he had from his armies to go and attack. It came to a point, the Pelishtim saw David and his men, and the Pelishtim started coming towards them. And at that point, David was under more pressure to stop and attack, to fight off the Pelishtim coming towards them. But David withstood in his sight. He waited until he heard the noise in the trees from the Malachim, and only then did David attack and win the Muhammad. It says, the Amshach HaKadosh, the Ikir is the Tassel. As we go through life, sometimes we have an Isayin, and a person doesn't know what to do, how to handle the situation. Tassel. A person has to do what's required of him, what's right. In the times of Navi, they had instructions from the Rumatumim, they had a direct Nevuah, they knew what to do. We don't always have a direct Nevuah, we don't know what to do. But we have to follow Tassel. Follow the halacha. Follow what's required of us. A person does the tasu, afterwards he's zeicha to v'yeri aleichem kavod Hashem. But a person who thinks that if he's zeicha to Yeshua without his mesiras nefesh before him, without his tasu, without doing and showing that he has bitachon and trust in Hashem, he's making a mistake. Klal Yisrael is only zeicha to the shechina after the tasu, after they did. Not that they just built the Mishkan and they didn't go ahead and bring the Karbonos, but after they brought the Karbonos, they put the Shpritz of Dam in the Mizbeach, they put the Cherub in the Mizbeach, only then did the fire come down in Hashemayim and burn the Emurim on the Mizbeach. First we have to do the Tassel, and only after we have the Tassel, then we'll Zeichet to Yeshua of Yehra Lechem Kavoid Hashem.
The last
three Pesukim in the Perik. It says right before Chamishi, very famous Pasuk, the Pasuk says, sorry, right after Chamishi, Perik Yud, Pasuk Tezayin, V'eis Sirachatos, Dorosh Dorash Moshe. Moshe inquired about the Sirachatos, why it was burnt, V'nisarf was burnt, Moshe inquired why the Sirachatos was burnt. And if you look in most Chamashim, in between the two words, Dorosh and Dorash, it says, Chatzi ha-Toyra b'teivos. This is the halfway mark of the Torah in words. Dorosh mikan, v'dorosh mikan. The first Dorosh is the end of the first half of the Torah in words. The second Dorosh starts the second half of the Torah as far as the words go. And the Degel Machne Ephraim brings down Dorosh Dorosh. In the Torah, there are two ways of understanding. There's Torah Shemiksav and there's Torah Shemalpeh. And we can't understand Torah Shebek Sav without Torah Shebek Peh. So it's Dorash, Dorash, Darshin, it's Torah Shebek Sav. In order to understand Torah Shebek Sav, we have to look at Torah Shebek Peh. There are many psukim in the Torah that are written very short, and the dinim are not spelled out clearly, and only from learning Torah Shebek Peh do we understand all of the requirements. The Chidah brings down from Masechta Seifrim, that the minig is, the first Dorash is written at the end of the line in the Sefer Torah, and the second Dorash starts another line. So Dorash ends a line, and Dorash starts a line. As a simon, as a sign to teach us, a person who thinks that he learned everything, Dorash, he thinks he reached the end of the line, he thinks he dashed in the Torah, he reached everything, he should know Dorash. He didn't start yet. Start the next line. The next line starts with Dorash. He thinks he learned everything, a person who thinks he knows everything, Dorash. Start again. He didn't learn anything at all, because Torah is very wide, big. It's a person never learns everything at all. It's also brought down that the first Dorosh is spelled, it has a Chayim. There's a Chayim on top, Dorosh. The second one is Dorash with a Patach on the bottom. A Chayim is on top of the letter, on top of the Shin, the Resh. Dorash is a Patach which is under the Resh. As a sign that a person who thinks he reached the top, Dorosh, he's all the way on top, he reached the top in his learning, he should know Dorash. He's really on the bottom. He really has a long way, he really has a long way to go. I think Yaakov Abuchatzer says it. The Maram Shik was known for his Asmoda. The Maram Shik was a Masmid par excellence, and he learned every free second that he had. They say over that he once was on a vacation, he was staying at a certain inn, and the Ksav Seifer was staying there also. The Ksav Seifer was learning, and he needed to take up a certain tour, Torah Beis Yosef, and he couldn't find the Torah Beis Yosef. So he heard the Maram Shik was there, so he sent somebody to ask the Maram Shik if he happens to have a tour with him. Maybe he has that chelek that he needs. The Maram Shik says he doesn't have the sefer with him. But he asked him, which simon do you need? This simon? Took out a pen and paper, and he wrote over the whole Torah Beis Yosef, word for word, Balpeh. He wrote it down and sent it back to the Ksav Seifer. Such was the hasmada of the Maram Shik. In his old age, the Maram Shik became blind. He became blind. When he became blind, the Maram Shik said that if he would have known he would become blind, he would have been careful to learn more. He would have been careful to learn.
This is after he did everything by
heart. So they asked him, how much more could you have learned? What more would you have done? What more would you have done? He said, after he became blind, had he known that he would become blind, he would have been careful to learn even more. How much more could you learn? And he answered a lesson for all of us. And he answered, I would have been careful not to learn so many new things. I would have chazed over what I learned beforehand. I would have chazed over what I learned previously, so I should remember it and know it. I would have chazed over and over and over again. I would have chazed over all that I learned instead of learning something new in order I should remember and know it. A lesson for all of us. A lesson for all of us. Doirash Dorash. Person learns Doirash Dorash. It's to chazed over again. Again and again and again and again. Whoever learns and doesn't chaz what he learns, if somebody plants and doesn't cut, he doesn't see the payrois of what he learns. A person has to chaz over what he learns. They say b'shem yichido, just like a chazer. A chazer has the simin mafreses pasa. The chazer hooves the split, but the chaz is not malageira. Later on in the parasha, we have this morning of the behemois that tomei and tahar. A chazer is hooves a split, and he doesn't shoe its cod. He's strafe. What does the chazer do? He shows off, stretches out his legs to show everybody, look, my hooves are split, I'm kosher, but he's not malageiru. Chido says, one who learns a lot, and he shows off, I learned this, he shows off how much he learned, but malageiru, he doesn't shoe his cod. He doesn't chazer it over. When the animal chews its cod, what does he do? Swallows, comes back up, swallows it again, seven times, Koshrema swallows, goes down, up again, seven times. Somebody just sticks out his hooves and says, oh, I learnt. But he doesn't chaza, he's not malageira, he's like a chaza. A person has to realize when he learns, he has to retain what he learns. And has a person keep what he learns, only with chazoro, only by going over what he learns. Person who just learns it once and doesn't.
I'm sorry, I have to leave.
He doesn't chazer it over. Because a ray of the kaitzik, one of the points, it doesn't cut. Perik Yud Pasuk Tes. The Pasuk tells us Yain v'sheicha al teisht. The Kahanim are not allowed to drink wine Beis Hamikdash, or if they're drinking wine, do they avoid the going to the Beis Hamikdash? And Dudu Magid explains with a nice marshal. What's wrong with drinking wine in the Mikdash? Why can't we drink wine in the Beis Mikdash?
What's wrong? You can't drink it in the Olam either.
Says in the Magid, there's once two people traveling trying to earn parnasa. One was a doctor, one was a baker. And they meet up, the doctor and the baker meet up, and they're both traveling from town to town trying to earn parnasa, trying to earn a few dollars. And the doctor says to the baker, you know what, let's travel together. We're both traveling. No competition between us. doctor and the baker, let's travel together, and this way we'll have some company on the road. And the baker says to him, I can't travel with you, because you're a doctor. When you come into a town, you're hoping to find everybody sick. You're hoping to find everybody sick, so you should be able to give them medicine and earn some money. I'm hoping to find everybody healthy, they need some good food to eat. They want to eat some good fattening food. Some good cake, some good, they want to eat something good, they'll hire me to bake.
Like
so we're looking for different people. We can't travel together, we don't mix together. Says the Dibur Magid, wine and Beis HaMikdash don't mix together. They don't go together. The Pasuk in Mishlei tells us, what's the purpose of wine? Yayin l'morei nefesh. The purpose of wine is for someone who's bitter. Wine takes a person who's bitter and makes him, cheers him up a little bit, forget the bitterness. It's a way of forgetting the bitterness that he has. One of an awful drinks to forget his sinness, forget his avelus. The Beis HaMikdash, being sad, being bitter, doesn't go together with the Beis HaMikdash. A person in the Beis HaMikdash is not sad, is not bitter. A person has to be be'ema, be'yira, simcha in the Beis HaMikdash, not a person who's the atzvus, sadness, and depressed. Why in the Beis HaMikdash, yayim v'sheikha al tesht, the two of them don't go together. It's a lesson. A person has to know as he goes through life, what goes together with what. A person is holding in one situation in life, one stage of life, what's appropriate, what's not appropriate. We're all together with Goyim during the day, and we all associate with all kinds of people who are exposed to the world. We have to know what's appropriate, what goes together, what doesn't go together, what mixes with us, what doesn't mix, what mixes with a Yid, what doesn't mix. We have to know, Yayin v'sheikh al teish, just because it's out there in the world doesn't mean that we have to go ahead and be part of it. We have to know what's appropriate, what's not appropriate. Yayim v'sheicha al teisht. At the end of the parasha, the pasuk says, "Vizkadishtem v'yisem kedoshim." Perik Yud Aleph, pasuk Mem Dalid, says the pasuk, "Ki ani Hashem olakeichem, am Hashem vizkadishtem v'yisem kedoshim." I know we said this over. It's a double lashon. What does the pasuk mean? Vizkadishtem and v'yisem kedoshim. Shbi kaidish and be kaidish. What's vizkadishtem? V'yisim kedoshim. It seems to be a double lashon. The Torah is repeating itself. What is the pasuk demanding of us? V'skadishtem v'yisim kedoshim. And I think the Ben Ish Chai says here also a nice marshal. And he says, there was once a father, a big tzaddik, and had a son who was just like him. A son who was a big tzaddik just like him. Had a son of excellent midos, and derech eretz, a fine person. And unfortunately, the son is kidnapped one day, captured, he's taken away. And he's brought to a different city, and that city is full of Avodah Zarah, full of Zanos, full of Averis, the worst place a person could be. And the son is there for an extended period of time. And the father is very heartbroken that his son is taken away, and he eventually finds out where his son is. When he finds out where his son is, he's even more broken in such a terrible place. Who knows what happened to my son? And years later, he's able to redeem his son, and he brings the son home. And a father doesn't know what to expect. What his son will be like all these years, after all these years. And the first time he sees the son, he's very happy. The son still has their cheres. The son still acts properly. The son still is acting the same way he acted before. And the father is very happy that after all these years, he wasn't affected by the place that he was in. And as time goes on, the father gets to know the son more. He suddenly is not so happy anymore. And the father is a little upset about what he sees. And the son asks him, what's the matter? Don't you see that I wasn't affected by the place that I was in? I have all the mindless, I'm not acting like they did. I'm acting like I should. And the father says to him, it's true. You might not have picked up any of the chesroinus that they had, any of the bad things that they had, but the mindless that you had, all the extras that you had, the good things that you had, that you lost. That you lost being there. That you were affected. You might not have been influenced that you're acting the same bad ways and doing the same avarice they were doing, but the mindless that you had, the extras that you had, the good that you had, that I see that you don't have anymore, and we have to start learning and start from the beginning again. It says the Pasuk, Vizkadishtem v'yisim kedoshim. We just went out of Mitzrayim. Mitzrayim was Memtes Shari Tumah. It's true. Klal Yisrael withstood the Nisyonis of falling into the trap. Loshinu as Hoshanam, Loshinu as Shimam, Loshinu as Mabusham. They didn't change the language, the names, the clothing. They were able to be separate from the Mitzrim. They stayed in Eretz Goshen. They were separate from the Mitzrim. They didn't, so to speak, mix. They didn't learn from the bad ways. But the milus that Klal Yisrael had, the Edokai, the finest that Klal Yisrael had before they came, that was lost in Mitzrayim. Says the Pasuk, Vizkadishtem v'isim kedoshim. You want to become close to Hashem, there's a sur meira, and I say tight. Vizkadishtem. First you have to be sur meira. You have to go ahead and take yourself away from the beard. But it's not enough. Even if you take yourself away from the beard, and you don't do the Averis, you don't act like the Goyim do, you don't learn from them, there's still the Yisim Kedoshim. There's still the Asay Taif. Still go ahead and be better. Do extras. Just staying away is not enough. We have to go ahead and do the Asay Taif. And be an Am Yisrael that Hashem could say about us, Ki Ani Hashem Lekechem, Vizkadishnem, the Yisim Kedoshim, Ki Kodosh Ani. Sometimes we hear people say, what do you mean? I don't do like that. I don't do like this. It's fine, you're right. That's a sumira. But the Kodesh Baruch Hu asked of us, not only a sumira, it's an asay type. We have to go ahead and do good also to the milus. Being a yid is not just holding back from the Averis. It's the milah of being a yid and having the Kedusha that we inherited from our Avos and all the generations before us. Kodesh Baruch Hu should help us to feel the Kedusha, Biskadishta, Biyisim Kedoshim, Mizaycha, Kiani Hashem Lakechem, and Mishem, Yimei Asfira, Shtaka Mizaycha, to have Yeshua's for the Chomas, for Fulis, Shuzaycha to see the Mikdash, Meher Yimei Amen.